Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, I want to be real clear about something. I am not, by any stretch of the imagination, saying that I expect greatness out of the South Carolina team. If you define and only define, as it apparently is true for Lonzo, if the only thing that matters to you is W's and L's and not...
Me. You don't speak for me. I didn't say that.
And not what happens from goal line to goal line and sideline to sideline. Then great, you won the game. Hang the banner. Congratulations, you're 1-0.
You don't hang a banner after winning one game. It's you did as expected. You won the first game, and they're probably going to lose a bunch of games as expected.
Oh no! Let's be clear. They did not do what was expected. What was expected was a performance over the second worst team in the Sun Belt last year. That's what was expected. What was expected was to control the line of scrimmage. That did not happen. What was expected was an offensive line that actually was going to blow the ODU defensive line off the ball. That did not happen. What was expected was for Lenora Sellers to be set up in this game to be able to get into a groove throwing the football. That did not happen. What was expected was a football team, and this is true about Clemson as well, which is why I am disappointed with them, despite the fact that I said coming into that game, I don't expect a win over Georgia. That's not a realistic expectation. A realistic expectation was a good win over Old Dominion, not getting bailed out towards the end of the game, which is what happened. What was expected out of both of these teams was an obvious development from last year. I didn't see that out of either one of them. I did not see a development out of Clemson. I saw the exact same problems we had last year, and I did not see development out of South Carolina.
Hold on a second. So you expected South Carolina's quarterback play to be better than last year?
No. Is that what I said? No. What I said was
you need to explain to me where the development was that you're talking about.
What I expected to see was play calling that took advantage of the strengths of this offense. I didn't see that. I didn't see that at all.
I did.
What I saw.
Because we don't know. That might be the strength of the offense. It might be just Lenore Sellers. That might be it. And if it is, then the play calling took advantage of what he could do.
Do you understand that that's a bad thing? If you went from what you had last year and you came back this year and all you've got is our quarterback can run, that is a cataclysmic failure in the offseason.
You expected better quarterback play than what they had last year.
No, again, don't say what I didn't say. Say what I said, which is if you came back from last year, and you brought back an offensive line with more experience and a transfer running back who is one of the better backs in the portal and Lenore Sellers. And what you took out of the entire offseason after what happened last year, you came into this with all we got is run Lenore. That's what we got. That's where we're at. If that's what you brought out of this offseason, that's a failure on Shane Beamer and Dow Loggins.
I'm waiting for you to tell me where you thought the improvements would be.
I thought the improvements would be a more competent and thorough passing game because last year the passing game was
leap it. How is it going to be more thorough than what we saw with future Hall of Fame for the New Orleans Saints player Spencer Rattler? How is it going to be? That's one of the better quarterbacks they've ever had there. So you expected Lenore Sellers to come in and play better than him, because I did not. I expected a guy who's just starting to come in and struggle a little bit, which he did. So did you expect the running game to get better? Because I did not. I just want to know where you expected the team to get better at.
First off, let's start with the ground. Yeah, I expected the run game to be better. I absolutely did.
I didn't.
Why? You have an offensive line that brings back veterans, along with some guys that step in that are bigger, better, faster than last year. You brought in a running back last year that is the best running back you've had, arguably, at least in my time here. And you've had a year with Dow Loggins at the helm. He's not a first-year coordinator anymore. He's a guy that's had a full season and offseason to work with the talent he's got. Yeah, I expected better out of the run game, and I didn't get it against old Dominion University.
What is South Carolina, the experts, what did they project them to do? Where are they projected to finish?
Again, if all I'm looking at is what's the record after 12 games, why do we do this? Why are we here? Why do we not say the next Rob Brown show will be the morning after week 14 when the season's over, and then we can talk about it?
Well, we do what we're doing. We have heated debate back and forth. That's what we do. That's what we're supposed to do. You have an opinion. I have an opinion. My opinion is right. Yours is wrong. And then you will continue to point out how I'm right and you're wrong.
I saw out of this team no growth from last year's team. I didn't see any growth. Where are they better? Where are they better? Find me anywhere they're
exactly
better.
Exactly. Where did you expect them to get better at?
Literally anywhere. Literally anywhere. Just get better somewhere. The defensive line, that's what I got. You had a defensive line that had two players of the week across it. You had a defensive line that caught. In fact, I would go so far as to say that if it wasn't for the two turnovers caused directly by the defensive line, the Gamecocks lose this game. That's just the fact. The two turnovers won you the game. If it wasn't for the defensive line, but are you going to ask them for that every game? Am I going to have the defensive line create three turnovers to beat Kentucky?
What if they do? They won again, but it's only because the defense did what they're supposed to do.
I don't understand.
I don't know how you guys, you and Mike and some of you guys survive as a fan. If all you look at is the negativity, if all you look at, yeah, we won, but we could have done this, we could have done that, that's a miserable life. I mean, come on, it was still a win. And you cannot point out where you expected it to be better. Did you expect the tight end to be better? Did you expect the second string running back to be better? Spencer Rattler left. Xavier Leggett left. There was going to be a drop-off. There is a drop-off, and yet they still won.
I'll tell you what. I apparently, as the, I don't know, the master of negativity over here, I need y'all. I need y'all to talk to Lonzo for me, all right? Because I got to tell you, I have heard, and I mean this, between the one I live with, between her family that we spent time with this weekend for her birthday, between my friends that I've had the text and been hanging out with the last couple of days, between literally everyone that is on the stream right now, literally all of them, I have had zero Gamecocks that say they were pleased with what they saw this weekend. Not one. Not Lonzo is literally, I think that's part of this for me, literally the only person
never
that
said
I've
I was
heard.
Pleased. Never said I was pleased. I said that I could find some positives, and now I'm getting supposedly destroyed by you and by people on the stream. I'm not. You're not going to change my outlook. I looked at things, saw things that need to be improved, and believe that they're going to be improved, whereas you only are pointing out the negatives, and that's it. That's all you're pointing out. There are positives in life to bring forth and say, hey, this guy was bad, but I see the potential. He's going to get better. I don't get all the negativity.
You know, if I'm standing on the side of the road and I got smoke pouring out of the engine and oil falling out of the tank and the doors have fallen off my car, I don't go, well, at least my tires aren't flat.
No, you know what you do? You say at least I got out of the car before it blew up. Because you would rather sit in the car and complain about the car as it's on fire. And that's just no way to live.
No. No. What is the way that the world works is that you continue to fix what's wrong and not just go ice cream sundaes because
by the way,
our defensive line's good.
Some things can't be fixed, but you find a positive in them and you move forward.
Oh, I pray for the day that Ohio State loses to Michigan.
You're digitizing. Okay.
I know. I pray for the day. I do. That Ohio State loses to Michigan and Ryan Day grabs a microphone and he goes, I don't know why everybody's unhappy. We had some good things happen out there today. And, you know, you can't all be wins. Sometimes you got to focus on the positive. Not everything can be better. Not everything can be great.
Ryan Day is a coach. You're not. Neither am I. We're people on the radio talking about what we saw. And if you want me to be your yes man, I can do that. You're absolutely right, Rob. Man, it was horrible. How in the world how can you be a South Carolina fan? I mean, you might as well put everything away. It's over. You got lucky to beat Old Dominion. I know those expectations of winning five or six games. It's out the window now. I mean, let's all just look at the ground and in shame and in whatever it is you're doing.
Look, if you find me a Gamecock, just one, find me one that's happy with what happened this weekend. Find me one, because I haven't met one yet.
So the text line every single one of them would rather they lost. So again, can't count that as a win because it was ugly. And ugly wins don't look the same, and they don't. When you look at records, you go, okay, they went 6-6. But three of those games were ugly, so we don't count those. So they're really
This team ain't going 6-6.
We'll see.
This team's not going 6-6.
We'll see. What was your prediction at the beginning of the season? Before the season started?
Did you?
Okay. All right.
6-6. I said 6-6, a ceiling of 8-4, a floor of 4-8. And I gotta tell you right now, I'm leaning more towards the 4-8 than the 6-6. At this point,
are they going to barely win those four?
They just played the worst team on the schedule, Lonzo, and they needed a miracle to get out of there. Yeah, they just played the worst team that they will play this year, they needed a miracle to get out of there.
They won. I don't get why you're getting so mad at me about a team that's not your team. I mean, you know.
I am not getting mad at you. I am curious. And frustratedly so, about how the view of the game that you hold is we won, everything's okay, against Old Dominion.
Never said that.
Because
never said that. You're putting words in my mouth quote you. Never said that. I said there were positives. That's what I said. You hadn't found any positives, so I wanted to jump in there and say there were some positives. You have only found negatives. And if you look at every game and only find negatives, why are you watching football or any sport, period? It's supposed to bring some joy. Is joy only in winning by 35 points? Is that the only place where joy is?
Joy in football, to me, is being represented in a way that you are proud of on the football field by your team. If you enjoy sports, that's where that joy comes from. And when I watch that game on Saturday, my question is, again, where did this team get demonstrably better this offseason in a way that I would say I am good with the folks that are in charge remaining in charge because I know that there is long-term success in it coming down the pipe? Where is this team demonstrably better than it was last year so that I can say everything is good, carry on, because I know in 2 or 3 years we will be where I want us to be? Or are we good just being a perennial pool and weed eater bowl contender every year? Because that's what that looked like. That's it. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm reading the text and it's like, yeah, South Carolina fans are not super thrilled about what we're seeing. Two of South Carolina's touchdown drives, by the way, were for a combined 9 yards of distance. So the offense.
What about the other one?
91
yards.
What
about the other ones? You point out two. Were there any that were more than nine?
Again, if we are looking at.
So Georgia, every time they took the field, they went all the way down and scored a touchdown. Every single series.
No, Georgia punked a top 15 team.
All right, you're missing the point. You're missing the point, and you out-talked the bet.
Oh, we got to take a break. I didn't hear the bid. All right, we'll talk more about it coming up later on in the show. Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you. A couple of texts that have come in. The text line is open for you at 71307. 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. Fan, F-A-N. We will read them on the air. Here are a few texts that have come in so far. Texter says, I just crashed my Kia. Now I have no Kia. All right, Texter. All right.
That was good.
All right. Texter said, I don't understand what the positives were for South Carolina. I needed Natty Light to get through that game. Oh, if they drove you to Natty Light. Oh, woof. Woof. Oh, man. Yep. Nope. That's it. Texture said Beamer and staff are trash. 4-8. Like I said, after what I saw, and again, it's week one, time to develop, time to figure out what went wrong, time to correct what went wrong. We'll see if they do. But yes, I am leaning more towards the 4-8 than the 6-6 at this point. Texture said the goal is to win and improve every week. Okay, fair. Again, excellent platitude. I don't disagree. The goal is to win and improve. Number one is what you saw out of South Carolina against Old Dominion, convincing that they can beat Kentucky. Forget LSU in 2 weeks. Forget down the line Alabama. Forget that. Just Kentucky right now. Do you feel like Kentucky is a beatable football team based on what we saw in week one? The answer to me is no. There are a lot that I was told was going to be better this year, and that isn't. And by the way, I had the exact same reaction when we broke down Clemson's game against Georgia in hour number one. There was a lot I was told was going to be better that I can conclusively say, no matter what happens the rest of the ride, certainly wasn't better in week one. Will I give Shane time to get it for? Yeah, absolutely. 100%. I'm going to give him time to get it fixed. But there is a big difference between I feel like they're halfway to getting it fixed and I think it might be too broken to fix. I'm not saying it's too broken to fix. I'm saying I feel like it's closer to that than like, oh, we gotta tinker with this one thing or fidget with that one thing, and we're right there. And I don't think that's the case. Texter said, Rob and Lonzo, are you guys married? This is starting to sound like an old couple bickering. That's okay. We'll talk wrestling during the break, and we'll be fine. All right, it's what we do.
John Boy and Billy down the dial. On our brother station, Classic Rock 101. If you want to listen to some people who always get along, go ahead. Enjoy.
Tee-hee-hee.
And a lot of there we go.
That was pretty good. Texture said, Rob, it almost felt like an L. Well, it's because it almost was an L. It almost was an L. That's the weird part. Again, ODU gave you the football twice inside their own 10-yard line, once inside their own 5-yard line. If they take care of the ball in those two spots, what next? I don't know. Texture said, in my best Southern grandma voice, bless Lonzo's heart. The bless your heart is always a tough one to recover from. Texture said, Rob, don't throw your pearls before swine. I've heard that. What does that expression mean? I'm dumb. What does that expression mean?
It means I like bacon.
I mean, I love bacon, but I don't feel like that's what it means. Don't throw your pearls before swine. If you do, the pigs will trample the pearls with their little pig's feet and they will turn back and attack. If you give pearls to pigs, they attack. I don't understand. I don't get it. Apparently it comes from a Bible verse. I don't understand the expression. Texture said, Lonzo, denial is the first stage of recovery and a river in Egypt. Some philosophical advice.
Mark
here.
Ryan listening today. Woo! How's Detroit? It's going to get cold soon.
Texture said, if my team played like Clemson or South Carolina, as a fan, I would be extremely mad. The fact that Lonzo is not is either because he's delusional or trolling. All right, he just started laughing into the camera without turning his mic on. So I'll let y'all take that what you want.
I've already talked my 25%. I'm done.
Texture said, Rob, can we please just move on and no longer talk about how bad my team is? Please just cheer me up by talking Clemson smack.
Yeah, we talked how bad Clemson was for the entire first half. I'm sorry, that's 26%. I gotta stop.
Clemson got theirs back in the first hour. And we're not done with either one of your schools, by the way, because it's football season. That's what we do. Texter said, Rob, we might lose to Vanderbilt if we play that bad again. I mean, Vanderbilt just knocked off Virginia Tech, who is expected to be a dark horse contender
SEC,
in the Atlantic
SEC
Coast Conference.
SEC leading Vanderbilt is what you need to say.
I mean, they were at the time.
They still are. They're still 1-0, just like Georgia. They're at the top. Vanderbilt is at the top of the SEC right
now. The doors. Texture said, Rob, number one, is Georgia that good because they pummeled Clemson in the second half on the O-line? Number two, is Ole Miss that good? Good Lord. I don't know yet is the answer about Ole Miss. I will say this. If your whole thing is just win, baby, win. Ole Miss just won, baby, won over the Dens by like a whole lot of points in a shutout victory.
Yeah, but did you learn anything?
Yes, I learned that Antoine Juice Wells is exactly what Lane Kiffin brought him out of South Carolina to be. I learned that Jackson Dart has got an absolute cannon of an arm on him. And I learned that the Ole Miss offense is very versatile. There's not a spot on the field where they don't have something that they can pull out of the old bag of tricks to make you pay for trying to over-adjust to what they're doing.
The power of positivity right there. It took a while. Had to talk about another team, but there it is. Positivity.
I want to talk about the positivity, where the positivity resides. Again, South Carolina's defensive line was spectacular in this one. In fact, if I recall correctly, they had two SEC defensive linemen of the week in Dylan Stewart and Kyle Kennard, both of whom, if I recall correctly, forced a fumble in that game, both fumbles leading directly to touchdowns for South Carolina, touchdowns that obviously now we know were pivotal in winning the contest. I mean, I already addressed them as they both deserve to be addressed.
That was very positive. Way to go, you. Next thing you know, you'll smile, which you could see if you tune in to, we're on Twitch and Facebook and YouTube. And now he's refusing to smile. It's because skinny people don't smile. That's why.
I look at this game for South Carolina. I promise we're going to get away from it after this, because at this point we've been on it for a hot minute. There is one thing that Lonzo brought up that I would ask as a question. Lonzo said it was week one, game one, against a lesser quality opponent. All of these things true. He said, is it possible that this team was holding something back in the playbook, was being vanilla, we're keeping a lot up the sleeve and ready for Kentucky? And the answer is, that is absolutely a possibility. It is something that is well known to happen for a lot of NFL teams. It is something that I suspect a lot of college teams do in their games against FCS and Division II opening teams. Sure. Is it a possibility? Maybe. But here's what else I'd say. After this game, and maybe Akron, there's no more gimme games on this schedule for Carolina. They have to beat both of those teams and find four more wins out there somewhere else. I don't think late in that game, when Old Dominion was still hanging around, was still coming up with the football, was still finding places to take advantage of what this team was doing, if that was the choice that was made, I would question the decision-making process. Because you're at a point now where every win is, if you're Shane Beamer, infinitely important. And so skating on an Old Dominion win, but keeping everybody in the back tank for Kentucky, which, by the way, I agree with Joey B, Kentucky's a must-win game if you want to go bowling. If this team loses to Kentucky, they'll have Akron, who, Vandy and Wofford left, and you won't go bowling. That's all there is to me. That's why I'm upset. If there was another 2-0 game, if Akron was next, I'd probably be less bothered about it. But you got a must-win SEC game next week on the road, by the way. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show, we'll start talking about some of the other college reactions we had in week one. It is the Fan Upstate. Texter said, with the Carolina offense you saw Saturday night, this is a 5-win team for the year. If the play calling stays the same, I see 3 wins. Texter says, both schools look like champions of life right now. That's an excellent text. Excellent text. Texter said, Rob, do you think the reason Cade isn't getting any better is because of our playbook being too predictable, or he just isn't any good? The answer, I would say, is a little bit of both. I just don't think Cade is there. Listen, the guy, I told this story, well, a very abbreviated version of this story, earlier in the show. We were doing ACC Media Days Live in Charlotte this past year. And while we were doing ACC Media Days in Charlotte, I got the opportunity to sit down at the table with both Dabo Swinney and Cade Klubnik and talk to both of them. We talked to Dabo first, and Dabo said that, you know, there was a lot of things that Cade did last year that were bad. Too many turnovers, too many interceptions, too many tackles for a loss that he put directly on Cade Klubnik. And I said, hey, man, like, how do you hang all this on the head of a young man that you were expecting to come in and play better next year? And his answer was something to the tune of, you know, that kind of comes along with the territory of being a QB1. You've got to learn to be able to take the criticism, handle the criticism, not react to the criticism, but get better because of it. And that's all well and good. Sometimes the capability's just not there, right? It's just not. I look at what we saw out of DJ Uiagalelei last night and really during his time at Oregon State as well. And I've given Dabo a little bit back regarding the DJ Uiagalelei stuff because I look at DJ and I go, I'm going to be honest with you. I just don't think he's very good. I mean, that's it. I'm sorry. Like, he's a perfectly nice guy. He's another cat that I interviewed a couple of times in Atlanta. He was very kind, very gracious with his time. I just don't think he's that good. Unfortunately, being nice doesn't translate to being able to play D1 quarterback at the highest level. So we had Kate on after we had Dabo on. And I got to go back and listen because I don't remember exactly what the question was that I asked Cade Klubnik. But it was, you know, it was in line with how do you take what happened last year? How do you put it into the back seat? And how do you move on to next year and being a better quarterback? And when I asked Cade Klubnik this question, he had a reaction to me that kind of stuck with me for a minute. He leaned back in his chair, and I don't have it. I remember we weren't, because we did these interviews after we were off the air. We weren't actively streaming them, so I only have the audio. I'm going to go back later in the day because I still have that audio from that interview, and I'm going to listen to it to see if I can find exactly what the question was that I asked him. But I asked him a question, and Cade Klubnik looked like he was ready to tell me to bleep off. I mean, really, like he sat back in the chair, the eyes rolled. He had a very dismissive vibe to him, for a lack of a better way to describe that. Had a very dismissive vibe to him and just started going through the most coach speak quarterback answer to that question I've ever heard. Now, at the end of the day, I can't really fault the guys in these positions for giving coach speak answers, right? Like, they are coached up about how to answer certain questions. They are given, in many cases, the answers that they're going to give and told them, you know, told to make those answers their own, but this is what we want you to say, something in this manner. And I got that. But in that moment, I didn't really see the, like, big golden retriever energy guy that I had been told that Cade Klubnik had spent the season cultivating. And then I watched this game against Georgia this weekend. And I watched this game against Georgia, and I look and saw a Cade Klubnik who missed a couple of spots, right? And I'm talking about spots within well-designed plays. I go back, and I've already said it. The first play of the game kind of set the tone for the offense, as far as I'm concerned. The first play of the game, they went with a balanced look. They went with instead of a tight end, a wing back on the near side, a split wide receiver. They went with Phil Moffa off the right foot of Cade Klubnik. The wing cracked down on the defensive end, drove him to the inside. It gave Phil and Cade the edge. They ran the wide receiver out there on a little in-crossing pattern that pulled the covered corner with him and took him out of the play. So basically what you had was a foot race to the outside where Phil Moffa ran a little wheel route, kind of scraped off the butt of the wing back that was blocking the defensive end. Cade ran a flat out and had an option there, which is if the linebacker that ran with Moffa stepped up to cover him, then he could cut that run back up to the inside and take him himself. And if the linebacker peeled off of Moffa to come get the quarterback, then it would be just floated out there to Moffa, and then Moffa will have space to run. Well, the linebacker peeled off, came at Cade. Cade had Phil Moffa wide open by himself, 7 yards away. and Moffa threw it at his cleats. Klubnik threw it at Moffa's cleats. And in that moment, it was kind of, you know what it was? It was a very short illustration of the same sentiment that I am having about South Carolina.
Hey, Rob, which was the worst pass, that pass or DJ trying to hit a wide open receiver in the back of the end zone?
Oh, God, that pass from DJ was, I don't know how DJ stayed in that game after that throw. That's one of the most embarrassing throws I've seen a college football quarterback make. When I saw that throw from Klubnik, I had a very similar reaction to the one that Lonzo is frustrated with me having right now about South Carolina as a whole. That was one play that I watched and I went, this is going to be bad. This is going to be bad. Because if he can't get that right, right? If he can't get a play that is designed solely to give him an easy throw to start this off. Don't know if it's going to be for a big gain, little gain, no gain, short gain, long gain. But this play was entirely designed and run in play number one. This was more than likely, knowing Dabo, this was a scripted first play. It did not matter what the look was that the defense gave them. They were always going to run this play up front. And the concept here to run this play up front is, again, to give Cade the opportunity to take a look at where the defense is going to key. Is it on him? Is it on Moffa? It's going to give him a look that should provide him either an easy throw to the flying out running back or the opportunity to turn it up the field, run the ball, kind of get used, kind of get sped up, whatever. And what I saw was that play work like a dream. Wingback cracks on the defensive end. Wide receiver runs it out, takes the cornerback in coverage with him. Linebacker scrapes over the top to follow Moffa. As Moffa gets out on the flat route, the linebacker pulls down underneath to chase down Klubnik. Klubnik's got the easy pass outside to Phil Moffa. He throws it in the cleats, and I went, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day. Because if he doesn't have the confidence and the ability to throw down on that scripted play, where it's not a read. This isn't a read. We don't want anything. I'm not asking you to go through a progression. I'm not asking you to do anything fancy. What I'm asking you to do is look at the linebacker. And if the linebacker steps up to you, toss it to Moffa. And if the linebacker goes out with Moffa, cut up underneath him and run the ball. That's all you got to do. And he read it perfectly. Saw the linebacker square up. Put the numbers, get lateral or get perpendicular to the line of scrimmage and attack the quarterback. And there's Moffa wide open and he hits him in the feet. And I went, all right, if he can't run that, this is a play that if you script it, you have run this play 1,000 times during the offseason to get ready for this moment. And you didn't get that right. Now it's week one. You're playing the number one team. You're playing in front of 77,000 people in an NFL stadium. You haven't gotten to run this against a live defense outside of your own. I get it. There's a lot that can go wrong. But man, against Georgia in that moment, an opportunity to punch them in the mouth potentially for a big game on play number one, and you don't get that one right. And then after that, then the playbook got very predictable. It was the Clemson offense Dabo's talked about. There was no evolution. There was no adaptation. There was no changes. It was just the same concepts that they run over and over and have been for years, and now you clearly don't have a generational quarterback to bail you out. All right, final hour of the show. We will get away, pardon me, from both Clemson and South Carolina. Let's talk the rest of the college football landscape. Let's talk LSU, USC. Let's talk about Tennessee. Let's talk about everybody else when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Before we get there, Lonzo wows you with this sports flash.
Florida State has become just the third school in modern history to start the season 0-2 after being named a preseason top 10 team. With a 28-13 loss to Boston College last night, former Clemson Tiger DJ Uiagalelei completed 50% of his passes, going 21-42 with 272 yards, one touchdown and one interception, while FSU rushed for just 21 yards in the game. The Atlanta Braves are back in action tonight against the Colorado Rockies in Atlanta. Atlanta dropped 3 of 4 games against Philly in the series and dropped Atlanta to 7 games behind the Phillies in the East. And Atlanta now holds a half-game lead over the Mets for the final wild card position. Tune in this Saturday at 4:30 as the Furman Paladins take on the Charleston Southern Buccaneers. It's Furman versus Charleston Southern right here on your home for Paladins football. You guessed it, The Fan, Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.